Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again today, and we're being serenaded by beautiful parakeets chirping away. It just started about 5 minutes ago. So if you hear any noise in the background of beautiful songs, you might understand them, might even know them yourself. So here we go. This is a wonderful day for healing. I had a lot of people at the New Life Expo seeing us with the light infusion chamber. And what I will say is if you're still in the New York area, or you're on the East Coast here, we're going to go to another event next weekend, or this coming weekend, I mean, which is going to be in Philadelphia. And it's the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Valley Forge. So if you happen to be in that neck of the woods, which is about 2 hours from where I am now, we'll be there with the light infusion chamber. And our booth number is C as in Charlie, 600. So, now the light ship is here. We'll be doing some healings tonight. And I'll put Sylvia on to see if she wants to say anything. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Hi, I'm here. And welcome, everyone, to Monday's show. It's wonderful to be with you. And we are live today, in case you're wondering. And as you know, Ron's been at the expo in New York and now has another one coming up this weekend. So that's pretty exciting, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the expo in a few minutes and about the light chamber. So we are, if you're new to this program, the Creation Lightship radio program is all about healing and about bringing the message of self-empowerment, of connecting people to their own divinity within, and teaching that whole system of, I guess you could say, of philosophy of going within instead of, you know, searching for your spirituality, your divinity outside of yourself, which is such a common practice. It's what Jesus talked about not doing, but ended up happening, you know, as commonplace in churches and in religions and even in New Age metaphysics. So this is all about a new way of going within and connecting to your own divinity, getting your answers there, your guidance, and connecting there to any energies that are used for healing and so on. So I guess we'll just kind of talk for a little bit, and then if anyone has any questions that they would like to bring up, you can do that on the fast chat. A wonderful thing to do throughout the hour is to bring up the picture of the light being on your screen. If you go to the Creation Lightship page and then just scroll down a bit, you're going to see a picture there of one of the beautiful light beings from the Creation Lightship, and I'm sure that Ron will activate her energy later in the show for everyone. So I guess on that note, I will just turn it back over to you, Ron, and we'll just play it by ear and see what we want to get into today.
Okay, so let's first activate the light beam. So if you're new to the program, just scroll down on your screen about an inch or so on the scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam appear, and she'll be energized. In fact, I'll bring the males in this time. So we'll bring in the males, and somehow the females are very secure coming in one at a time, and the males always come in groups of three. Don't ask me why, but this is the way it works. So here comes the male energies, and you will be seeing a change in the picture and the pigment colors. The picture will tend to become more three-dimensional as it starts to transform before your eyes here. And here we go. And just kind of blink your eyes if you like, maybe every 15 seconds, and you're going to see this wonderful energy coming forth here. And it's being stronger right now, so males are here. And a little bit more. And that looks good to me. And they'll still be energizing and doing healings with you during this program here. And the light beings are strictly heart energy. They do not work with mind energy because mind is what you want to get out of because it's like water and oil. They don't mix. And the heart energy does everything with love, and mind energy is force of will. And force of will is not what you want to get into. Once you're in the mind energy, then you're dealing with things like your astrological chart, your horoscope, your natal chart, which puts you into time. And this is how the dark side controls you, because you are pre-programmed from life by the planets. And when you're in heart energy, those laws will say are not going to take effect, because you're going to be in the moment in love energy. So here we go. They're energized now, and I'd like everybody just to kind of feel their heart center. And I'm going to drop you down into your heart. So think of an elevator. And we're going down now. The first floor is your heart. 10th floor is your head, where your thoughts are. Going to drop down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So again, just sit back and relax and feel this wonderful energy. And you're going to maybe feel your heart expand more fully. And we're going to drop you down some more for those who haven't made that connection fully. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. And just stay in your heart center. Feel that love energy. Talk to your spirit. Do the communication. And this is the divinity inside of yourself. It's never outside. It's always with you. So if you keep searching and searching and searching, that's the mind energy looking around. It will give you ways and figure out ways to keep you searching forever. And once you get out of the mind, then you're in your heart and you already found it. So a lot of people have hundreds of books in their metaphysical library trying to figure out the truth, because they're continuously searching. And you just need one book with one page that says go within. And I'll start to release entities from everybody right now. And here we go. They're coming out of you. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. These are what we're releasing right now. And there are other energies that do attach to us that control our bodies. But we're just doing the ones that are entities that are earth plane based right now. So here we go. They're coming out. And there's more coming out now. And more. And more. And you might feel them leave your body. And we're going to bring you more back into your body during this process here in about a minute. And we have to clean out before new can come in. So if you have entities, chances are your spirit cannot come in because they're holding the space or the place where your spirit needs to resonate to come into your body. So once they're there, then at that point you're not able to bring full spirit energy into you. So taking some more out. And more is coming out. And you might feel a little heavier here during this process. There we go. And more is coming out. It's feeling good. And now that feels good to me. Now we're going to bring in more of your spirit. So naturally your spirit left you mainly because it was forced out of your body. And it gets forced out because people are being in judgment, maybe getting angry. That's one way. Actually being really judgmental is another. But the main process is when you do leave, you know, you could be on maybe alcohol or drugs or something like that too. They can leave you, or just a lot of physical pain. Your spirit will come back to you at some point, but if you have a lot of entities in you from when it was gone, then at that point it's hard to get yourself back to that original state. So here we go. We're going to bring you more into your body. We're cleansing your spirit. Remember, your spirit, when it left you, was traumatized. And you don't want to bring back a traumatized spirit. Plus, more than likely, it will not want to come back anyway because, kind of in the saying, you know, it's been there, done that. And it doesn't want to reestablish a pain, what you went through. And that pain or the negative energy of the spirit dilutes itself, and it's only knows light. So the light does not, like I said earlier, like with the mind energy, it doesn't want to go into that energy system, so it avoids it. So here we go. It's going to come back in. So one sense what we're doing is cleaning your spirit off and having it come back to you whole and complete. And then it's not going to know about what it went through previously of its traumas and being forced out of your body, because that imprinting will be released from it. This is why the healings that we do are so miraculous, because the healings themselves take away that, and you can live your life freely without having the traumas. So it's the same process with your spirit. Here we go. Coming in, I'll count to 10, and you may feel your body get a little heavier, and it should get heavier when you come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So just sit back and relax. And you should feel heavier. Communicate with your spirit. You're in your heart center. We're going to bring the parts of you that left back into your heart center now. This will be interesting for all of you because we did all we could earlier. And we're going to put you back in now into your heart again with that dropping down. So remember, the first part of you was in, all that could come in, and now this will be the part that left you. So you may feel an extra boost of energy. Here we go, coming down, same process, mind to heart drop. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. And again, just sit back and relax. You should feel much stronger now. And I'll just let you be in this moment of silence for about a half a minute. Okay, I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace again, Sylvia, floating around?
Yeah, especially after that beautiful mind to heart drop. That's just wonderful. And actually, I was wondering if we could take that a step further today so people can really experience. One of the things that often happens is when people are getting their spirit energy back into their body, is that kind of things below the waist, especially the feet, the lower legs, the bottom extremities there, you know, can feel not as much as the top of the body because the spirit doesn't want to go down into all those densities. So could you have the light beings, Ron, work with everyone to have their spirit energy felt in their feet and their ankles and their legs in that area?
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing to do. So here we go. We're going to take you out of your body momentarily. I don't recommend doing this, ever going out of your body, but this is okay at this time. And your spirit typically comes in through the crown chakra, through your heart, which you might be aware of, or maybe even through the front of you. But because it's so negative here, your spirit wants to get a quick getaway, okay? And so it doesn't really go past your waist for most people. And that causes physical problems in your body as you get older because you're not getting a lot of life force energy there. So what we're going to do is, instead of having you come in through, we'll say, your crown chakra, we're now going to have you come in through your feet. So we do this exercise, and you just be out of your body just momentarily. You're completely protected. The light ship is helping do this process, so nothing to be alarmed about. But you might feel dizzy because you're not used to having this experience. So we're going to take you out and come in through your feet now. You're coming in and out and in. And out and in. In fact, I'll do it slower now. You're out. Now you're coming in. Feet, ankles, knees, and there we go. Waist, solar plex area, going up to your heart and shoulders and head, and coming out and coming back in again. So feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, waist. I'll go power chakra, heart, neck, and head. So you may have actually felt your spirit shift as I stated these commands to it. One more time. Coming in through your feet. So feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, waist, and solar plexus, and heart, and shoulders, and neck, and head. Now we'll just do it faster. So coming out and in, and in and out, 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 and in and out. So kind of do a body sampling here, and I'll put you back on, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sure that people experienced a lot of feeling, maybe tingling in their feet or warmth that, you know, happened as their spirit energy came into that part of their body. So if you'd like to, you can mention on the fast chat anything that you experienced during that process. So, in the meantime, Ron, would you like to just talk briefly about what happened at the expo this past weekend? And I know you had the light infusion chamber set up there, and I'm sure a lot of people went in that and had some wonderful experiences.
Yeah, it was quite something. We had a lot of people who have experienced it before. They actually came back and brought friends. There are people who are brand new to the event, and they loved it so much. Almost everybody that I can think of would come in just kind of curious and walk out feeling like all the tension left their body, very relaxed, and having a big smile on their face. So this is kind of what people experience for the first time. It's kind of like having your whole body having a wonderful shower for about a half an hour. That's kind of what it feels like, getting all the crud off of you. And then for those who really understood what was happening to themselves, they would actually come back and do more sessions. So what we do, we charge $20 just for one session, and then if you wish to do three more in addition, then we just charge $10 a piece. So it's a $50 total charge, and That really helps people. And then I had a lot of people doing the unlimited amount, which is $100, and they had come in typically every half an hour and have a session. So a lot of them have had plenty of sessions. And normally I feel if you had like a dozen sessions in the light infusion chamber, you're going to be floating pretty high. Is that your experience too, Sylvia? I know you were in it a few times.
Yes, and it just it seems like each time that you go in, it kind of is a different experience because the light beings that are working with you are working with you individually and with whatever you need. So that's what was so great about it is each time was unique, and you're totally right about how it seemed like each time of going in would kind of build on the previous one until you just felt like you were just about to float right on out of the atmosphere of Earth. It was just, it's really fills you with so much light. It's wonderful. And we do have, let's see, we have a couple of people on the fast chat actually that were able to be at the expo, Pauline and Ala. So that's wonderful. They both are saying great things about the light chamber. So thank you guys. Great to hear you. I'm glad you had a chance to go in it this weekend.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, they remember them. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. I was on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday, and I think that's going to be on a link which is called Quest TV, I believe, on the Internet. I don't think it's up quite yet, but I was on the panel on Sunday, so that'll be broadcast there from the New Life Expo when they get it up and, you know, on the site there. It's quite interesting. I did a lot of talking there. And basically, what kind of shocked people was that when I was talking that they still don't understand the God plane energy, at least the panelists didn't. And a lot of the people really acknowledged the fact that, yeah, there has to be something better than the God plane because life's so horrible here, and if there is a God, where is it, you know? So I gave the example of light ships. I'll just give it to you in case you're brand new to the program. So it's really hard to have words because a lot of the panelists and speakers talk about the divine, and then they talk about source energy, and they talk about creation and different things like this, not knowing what they're talking about. So for me, it's I look at it and I go, wow, they're using the same words that I'm using, but it's a completely different meaning. So for you, I'll just kind of enlighten you a little bit. The light ship created the universe of light, and the light ship is definitely not God energy. But the God energy that's talked about down here, people think that that's creation energy, and it is definitely not. So I'll just keep on going here in case your mind's kind of wondering what I'm talking about. So what happened was that the creation was created, and like yourself, you were from the light ship. If you take the Bible and through most of the teachings of Jesus, you remove the word Father, which is what they used back then, and now you put in its place creation light ship. And I'm not saying that this will work all the time with what they claim Jesus talked about, but most of the time it will, okay, because, you know, it may not be completely true all the time of what was stated there. But anyway, getting away from that, just kind of do that and you get a much better clarification. So what happens is the light ship created extraterrestrials, which means that these are beings that are not of this planet. So I want to clarify that because sometimes when I use the word ETs or negative ETs, people don't know what I'm talking about and they get a little confused too. So the light ship created everything in the light. Now, after it's created in the light, these spirits, it's up to them in the body that they're using, okay, to hold light frequency. Now, your spirit always holds light frequency because that was created by the light ship. The physical body that is in, that the spirit resides in, with, we'll say, down here with mind energy, with our consciousness of what we think with, does not hold light frequency. So a person can be, we'll say, very evil, if you want to use that term, and still have a spirit that's complete light, but they're not using the spirit. So what happened was some of these extraterrestrial races with the spirit became corrupted, much like the people down here on the Earth plane, even though they're at a higher frequency, a higher consciousness. I'll use the word higher consciousness, okay? Maybe they've been around longer and they have more technologies. So these beings may be traded like people do down here. We'll say trade their soul for the devil. Maybe they got connected to the dark energies with a trade-off in something. And so from there, maybe a payment, we'll say, under the table. And so what they did is allow these dark forces to come in here, and maybe even including themselves. And these dark energies are what I call typically negative ETs. Some have a spirit in them like you have, hopefully, and the other ones may not have one at all, but they allowed this dark energy to come here. And why did it come here? It's because our Galactic Federation, and then I'll also use the word the Galactic Federation of Light, same thing, chose to not help us on this planet. And so what happened was we have all this energy down here, and the Galactic Federation created our spiritual hierarchy here, and it also created the God plane energy. And the God plane energy is duality. This is all of your churches. And there might be one or two churches out there that may not teach this, but we'll just say the vast, vast majority of them teach duality. And in that process, you're separated from the divinity. And the teachings indicate that that particular religion, or what they're reading out of some kind of book, is creation energy, and it's not. So creation energy created them, but they're using that terminology that they are responsible, or in their teachings that they know all about creation, which is not true. So what happens is, since we have this duality energy, these dark ETs have come here, and they mind control everybody. And in the process, during this mind control, people don't know how to think, because you can't connect anything in the mind, because the mind is collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness, which people talk about, which is supposed to be good, is still controlled by the Galactic Federation. And the Galactic Federation is telling you, in a sense, what to think. And there are good things out there. You know, not everything is necessarily of the darkness, but it's still not the highest consciousness of light. So getting back to what I was saying here, I use the example, which I have done before on the previous shows, is that these God energies, being extraterrestrial in their nature, which all churches basically pray to, so you might just say if there's, 10,000 churches on the planet here, it might be 100,000, we'll just say 100,000, there's probably 100,000 different races of ETs attached, maybe one per church. So when people go from one church to the next, they're actually praying to an extraterrestrial race, and this extraterrestrial race is getting your energy because you're giving your energy away to them. So you wonder, why am I doing that? Well, that's because this is what they taught you. This is the Galactic Federation's teachings. Remember, they have a spiritual hierarchy. So to me, that would mean that the spiritual hierarchy indicates that some of the beings have maybe, say, 60% light, 40% non-light. Maybe some might have 70% light, 30% non-light, etc. Because why is there a hierarchy? Either it is or it isn't. So if they are in the light, it has to be 100% light, not just part of it. And why would you have a spiritual hierarchy if it's supposed to be all light? It doesn't make any sense. These beings don't really have a dimensional change. Either they're light or they're not light. And the bodies that they choose to come into or what they chose to do, but they're still not any less evolved than the other one. So this is kind of one of these misnomers that people read about and understand, or think they understand. So what happens is, when you go to a church, or whenever, even if you don't go to a church, but you pray to a God energy, just think about this here. The God energy is there, but it's not really helping. People ask me all the time, geez, if there's a God energy, how come life's so poor here? Why does it suck so bad? And I say, well, because you're not connecting to the source energy. You're not connecting to yourself. Your spirit is the source energy. It was created by the source and is uncorruptible. So it's up to you to connect there. So like I say, when you go to a church, or even when you pray, You can get off the dictionary. Look at the word P-R-A-Y. So that basically indicates that you're going to some energy outside of yourself that's supposed to be, you know, a God energy, a very high spiritual energy. And this energy is now going to help you. Now look at the other word, prey, P-R-E-Y, and that indicates that you're being hunted or being killed. So the two words are very valid. So when you pray, going to something outside of yourself, to ask for help, to ask for assistance, to connect to this energy, then you are preyed upon, P-R-E-Y, by this energy. This is why Jesus was so adamant, we'll say, about going within. This is all through the Bible. Go within. The kingdom is within. Don't go outside of yourself. So he knew about this here. He knew about the ETs, these people that were not holding light energy, attempting to discredit his teachings along with and disempowering you. And a lot of the teachings indicate that you're not equal to this divine energy. So I'm looking on this website that I'm on here, and I'll just read this phrase to you. And this is the website that shows a person who's going to be speaking as a lecturer at this Body, Mind, Spirit Expo that I'm going to this coming weekend. And it says on the top, it's all good. It's all God. It's all one. Well, if you look at that, that means that God is all one with everything. Well, you're created as a creative being, a creative expression of that, but you're not in oneness with everybody else. Your spirit is, but you're not. It's because you have a personality and you're working and doing things down here. You know, we don't all have the exact same job at the exact same time, so we're all individual expressions of this one energy. So being all one is kind of a misnomer there, okay? Next thing is there, and this is great for understanding, it says, there is a power in the universe greater than you are. Well, gee, that means that, what am I? You know, am I a piece of dog do, and there's something else out there at a much higher level, you know? Can I not be equal to the divine energy? So that dilutes your spiritual consciousness, your spirit inside of yourself, that it's never good enough. And it is. It's the same energy that was in Jesus and Buddha and all these divine teachers that came here to attempt to teach us our divinity. And so that's right away to me a mistake, because it makes you lesser than what you really are, because you are equal spirit-wise to all this energy, but you're not the same energy being all one, okay, because you're an individual expression of the divine energy. And then it says, and you can use it to change your life. Well, what am I going to use? You know, how am I going to use this energy that is, you know, this greater universal power? Well, the power is in you. So you can change your life, but changing your life normally means that you must use mind energy, because the next phrase here is, learn how to use the techniques of science of mind in this exciting and informative session. This is a lecture a person is doing. So right away you're using mind energy. Where's the heart energy? What your spirit is. And so this is what's being taught these days, is that you're not connecting to love energy. You're using mind energy. And so right away this infers that the God energy is mind energy, which it is not. And that's why it's so much powerful, because that's the battle of the mind. Remember, it says, there is a power in the universe greater than you are. And then they're talking about mind. And very, very sad that this is not following the teachings of Jesus to go within and to find your own divinity. And this is what's being taught now by so many people in metaphysics. And this works really great with a lot of the motivated speakers who are out there, motivational speakers, to get you excited about how you can change your reality with your mind. And it's so far from the truth, because you don't want to be in mind energy. You want to be in the heart for ascension. So it's the complete opposite of what should be taught these days. So I just thought I'd share that with you. So when I gave the example on the panel that I was on, most people in the audience really understood what I was saying because they kind of got the clue that, yeah, you know, if I'm praying to an ET God outside of myself that was brought here by the Galactic Federation, why am I doing that? You know, what happened to me? And why am I being mind controlled? You know, why am I allowing this to happen to me? So this is what I was talking about. So it's very good if you want to tune into it. It may be posted shortly here. And I think it's Quest TV, I believe, here. So anyway, I'll just turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know, the next question, I guess, would be, so if it's our job to kind of be creative beings here and, you know, connected to our own spirit energy, which is, like you said, as powerful as any of the other, masters that have come here. It's just that we've gotten ourselves into this kind of deluded state where we are, thinking that we are not, and we're connecting up to these other energies and all this other stuff is happening. So how do we get back to what we're supposed to be? How do we get our hearts fully opened up and get our spirit energy, you know, connect fully with our own divinity there?
Okay, well, you want to do that drop that we just got through doing. Do that daily, a few times a day if you would like. And just keep practicing coming into your heart center. That's the first step. You must come into your heart, which means you must know your spirit. And the more that you do this, the more you're going to feel that resonance of love energy. Then you're out of mind. It's impossible to have a negative thought when you're in your heart. Although when you're in your mind, you can have a negative thought. And when you're in your heart, then you're out of time. And so being out of your heart means that you're in time. And in time means that you're being controlled by the extraterrestrial energies that are controlling you in time, preventing you from going into your heart. And this is what they want to do. You all know how busy your minds are. Your minds are always busy, busy, busy. Once you're in your heart, then you're centered. You're spiritually centered, and you work with love energy. So if you notice, watching some people, the people who are very calm, maybe they talk slower, they feel very centered to you, they don't get upset, they're really in their heart because they're not really concerned with the outer expressions or outer experiences of life. And the ones that are really agitated and jittery, having a lot of troubles, they're in mind energy because the mind is controlling them. So you want to get back into that calmness, that peace, which is what the love gives you. So the whole process is becoming into your heart center. Now, once you do this a few times, and it could take you a couple of weeks to actually understand how to do this process. And your mind typically at first will not want to do this because it doesn't want to give up its free will, its expression of who it is. And this you could call your ego. So your ego needs to surrender to your heart. But after it starts doing it for a while, it'll love this energy because all of a sudden now the mind can be quiet. So you have a mind of your heart and you have a mind that's inside of your head, which is the mind control energy, which is being controlled by you from the other planets around, etc. So you're being transmitted with mind control, and the mind is resonating to that. In the heart, it doesn't exist at all. So once you keep doing this experiment for yourself until you really realize that, yeah, this really works, then you start to expand out the energy of the heart. And the mind of the heart, which is your spirit talking to you, will actually start to overtake your whole life. And as you start having it become more integrated into your full body, then your whole body will be like a large heart. And then the mind energy will say, yeah, I really like this, and it won't go into those arenas of duality, which is what the ETs brought to you. Remember, the mind's in duality. And once you're there, it's very nice. And you're going to know when you're there when your thoughts come from your chest cavity. So if you're not thinking a thought that's in your chest cavity, in your heart, and it comes out of your head like it always used to do, then you're not in your heart. Now, the mind can tell you and play tricks and say, oh, yeah, I'm in my heart. But if it comes up from your head, you know that, you're playing a trick on me. Come back down into the heart. And I'm sure if you did this for a couple weeks, maybe 3-4 times a day, it'd be a very easy practice to do. It's very simple. Remember, spiritual teachings / spiritual law, if you would, I don't like to use that term, but the spiritual energies, there's nothing really unique about them, and it's not hard to do. You don't have to do a bunch of different events, the processes, attunements, anything else. They're straightforward, very, very simplistic. You just drop down into your heart. You don't have to do any type of work typically on yourself. Anybody can do this. And once you're in your heart, you're going to be very peaceful, and you're going to know the difference. So I'm going to drop you all down again here, and in case you're in your head now listening, and that's okay. You might be in your heart listening and feeling this wonderful peace energy. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down again. 10, and the birdies are now starting to sing. Very interesting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. They're already in their hearts. They're singing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So you should feel very peaceful now. And I'd like everybody to think of a negative thought. You should feel your thoughts out of your heart center, and it just won't even appear to you, because love does not know a negative thought. Love will never harm anything. It's just pure love energy. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about what happens, because it seems like when kids are born, when babies are born, they're just in this, typically, unless they're traumatized, they're in this beautiful heart space, and, you know, they have that as they grow up, you know, and when they're just still toddlers, they have that wonderful kind of energy. They just are going from moment to moment, you know, until they kind of get their childlike innocence, you know, kind of beat out of them by the mind energy that we subject them to, and you know, then the things that they're exposed to with TV, or, you know, the violence in that, or video games, and the whole judgment system in school, and everything else that they get pushed into. So what is happening with all that, and how can we kind of prevent that in our own families and keep our kids connected to their own divinity and in their heart centers?
Boy, it's really hard to, I really can't answer that one. Naturally, children will do what other children do, and it's very hard unless you don't go to school or just stay in that peace energy all the time. That's a rough one, and that's probably what happened to society here, is that we got indoctrinated by everything that's in the mind as opposed to love energy. Just think of where the world could be now if we used our heart energy and created inventions and things instead of what we have now using the mind, how much more advanced we'd be as a society and civilization. So it's very hard. People having children, going to schools and stuff, and maybe your child was very nice and peaceful, loving, and then after a week of school, you wonder what happened to them because no one else had that same example, and the children now are mimicking and having to play around with people who are not in love energy. So I'm sure it's kind of heartbreaking for most of the parents who understand that. And you might even realize that yourself if you were that type of child when you're younger and you actually, in a sense, had this love energy beaten out of you. So, boy, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, on the positive note, I know that you've had quite a few families that have come that have come to you and worked with the Light Ship, and whose children have, you know, had some of the healings with the light beings and had all that kind of stuff taken off of them. So that seems to make a tremendous amount of difference for people in their lives and their families and their children.
Yeah, so I do clearings that way. Some people, typically the the women in the household understand what we're doing here, but maybe the children would never understand it, and maybe her husband is completely the opposite. So I do clearings absentee with these people. You don't have to talk with them to try to explain what you're doing or anything else, because they just won't get it. Remember, when you start talking about divine truth, the mind energy wants to rebel greatly. And also we have the implants in us from the ET races that do not want you to understand the truth. So when you start talking about these things, these ET implants go off, which turns the mind off. And I think it switches into a program so that you can be very judgmental, and you all of a sudden start arguing with somebody. And all of a sudden you wonder, why did I even mention this love energy? Because they don't get it. And then you get frustrated. So, yeah, you don't have to deal with people or talk to them about this. The light chip will always work with you. And it doesn't matter what the person believes. It is done automatically. Because, remember, the mind is what the problem is. The spirit is always there, and the spirit helps to do the healing. So the spirit would love everyone to be more in their heart. So this is how it works. So, again, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a question on the fast chat about was there ever a point in Earth's history where people were more heart-centered?
Well, I can't answer that. I imagine so, because there are races that have actually did the ascension process, because in the different archaeological digs, they don't find any bones around. They just find all the different artifacts except for the bones of people. So, yeah, I'm sure those people have ascended and left the planet that way. Either that or they got all abducted, hopefully not by ETs, but other than that, typically they probably did the ascension process.
Well, you know, there are places, you know, I saw a DVD this weekend that was so moving and touching. It was kind of a documentary in the country of Venezuela, and this started about 30 years ago. I'm sure some of you listening have heard about it. It was first for me. But, you know, they looked at the direction that things were going in the country, and especially for the children, and how this was happening to children, just like what we've been talking about. And one man decided that he would kind of do a musical cultural revolution and instituted a program, and all the children in schools and whatnot, they started getting into music. They started, like, putting violins in the hands of these kids at the age of 2, so in their preschool programs and everything. So now you have a situation where you have orchestras all over the country, and many, many, you know, thousands and thousands, like, of children, like 250,000 children across the country that are in these incredible orchestras. Even they work with, you know, the deaf kids, the blind, you know, the people with learning disabilities and problems, and have orchestras and special programs for them too. And what it did is it put all these kids in their heart centers and connected them to this love energy and gave them something to express their creativity with in this positive way. And it just completely changed their lives. And when you see them talk, these kids talk about what's happened to them and how it's, you know, essentially saved them. It's just amazing. So, you know, that's just an example of some, you know, one person gets an idea like that of something that can be done in a different direction than what we're used to seeing and what can happen. It's just amazing. So I just thought I'd share that with you because it was really beautiful. So we just have about 5 minutes left, so let's talk about some of the healings that you're doing that address this whole issue. Like, what is it that actually prevents people from getting into their heart centers? You talked about the judgment and different things. So what can be done about that, Ron?
Well, what actually prevents it, number one, is remember, our bodies are like a walking judgment factory. And who you are, the body anyway, is all the beliefs of your ancestors. That's in your DNA. And in the DNA process, it stores all these, and it needs to change. This is your cellular memory. And the cellular memory is what needs to change for you to become more heart-centered, to live without judgment. And so naturally what we have is a lot of energy that's in us from our ancestors. And this is where you get your quote-unquote learning lessons, using the term of New Age metaphysics here. And it's not your fault that something happened to you with the New Age philosophy. What happens is you maybe you're going to a church, and all of a sudden maybe you break your arm during the week, and you walk into the church the next Sunday with a broken arm, and you see maybe 200 people looking at you as you walk in the door, and you feel very guilty because their philosophy is, well, your thoughts control your reality. And what were you thinking to break your arm? And the person goes, you know, gee, I wasn't thinking anything. Now, naturally, what happens when somebody thinks those negative thoughts to you? What were you doing when you broke your arm? Right away, they're being attacked psychically. So now you're carrying this load of all these people and all other thoughts about how you broke your arm. And that even prevents you from healing because you're being attacked with this psychic energy. So basically, it wasn't you doing anything. You're just living your life and something happened. Well, it could have been a spiritual setup, which is your spirit helping you to understand about a learning experience, we'll say, your DNA to be changed. This is why I take people out of your, say, maybe using the term soul contracts, spiritual contracts, lessons that you have. Basically, you're taken out of karma, which I do for people. This is in my 4-in-1 plan that I have here, 4-in-1 healing session. Because remember, your spirit is there to help your body heal. If you don't get it enough, then your spirit has to make these contracts with you, we'll say on the other side, in your soul family, and all of a sudden you start doing stuff that you really don't want to do or would never do ever, and especially like getting hurt. And so you get set up spiritually. This is all dark side stuff that the dark side put in place, and your spirit naturally follows the program. So I take you out of that situation. So this is kind of what you need to do to get out of it so you can actually help your body heal in a positive way rather than having negative effects in your life. And then you have to be responsible for the body because the body wants to get healings. So what I do is a lot of clearings, and the clearings take away the densities. And once you get the densities released from you, then you start to live a much better life, a happier life, and you don't keep recycling all your traumas. So what I'll do is an emotional sampling. We have a few minutes left here. And I'll go back 5 days in your life. So here we go. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do a feeling body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do a mental. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There. So you should feel a lot better. Look upon a situation in your life the last 5 days, and you're going to feel that the energy is released from you. You're going to see the situation. Remember, you're here to experience, but not to have the trauma, and the trauma is released from you. So this is an actual healing. So now you're able to re-experience life without having that trauma clogging up your energy system, which your body then has to release over again, because you didn't understand why it was there to begin with. So it's a blessing to have these healings done. I do many, many healings. Just check out the website, and it moves you forward, and it's up to you to do the clearings if you wish to do the ascension to get more into your body. So all these clearings allow you to live a much happier, peaceful life because you're not dealing with these energies over and over as they recycle. And they will recycle. Remember, history repeats itself. So I guess I'll be signing off here. So this is Ron Amatron, and I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you're on the East Coast, I'll be in Philadelphia at Valley Forge at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo this weekend. So hope to see you there. My booth number is number 600. So come into the Light Infusion Chamber. It's the most wonderful experience you'd probably ever have in your life. So blessings to all of you. And our next show is going to be on Wednesday. So see you later, everyone.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.